The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. April showers bring May flowers, and with that in mind, I've got a whole bunch of technology news to shower you with. First up, it's AccessiBuild, then an AI suitcase designed to help travelers, review of a smartphone app called Envision AI, new products from OrCam, and a retinal implant. All that is coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Navigational aids are great to get you where you need to go, but what do you do once you get inside? There's a couple options out there already, and now there's one more. AccessiBuild Indoor Navigation App launches for people with vision loss. AccessiBuild, developed by Mark Rayner and Jeff Godfrey, is an indoor navigation system for people with visual impairments. Jeff Godfrey is doing his best to ensure a barrier-free Canada. The general manager of Y4U Technologies in North Bay has created a platform to solve the issues of building accessibility for those who are blind or partially sighted. After Bill C-81 was passed in June of 2018, Godfrey took a closer look at the accessible building models currently available to the public. He realized he had the chance to create something using a sustainable development model that would address the problem that exists with building navigation. I saw an opportunity to innovate on the existing information and technology that we had to have a positive social impact, said Godfrey. Working with his employer, SRP Building Products, Godfrey and his business partner, Mark Rayner, started to develop AccessiBuild, an indoor navigation system geared towards the visually impaired, in 2019. The team uses architectural software to create detailed digital maps of physical places. The maps are then uploaded onto the platform and made available for download. Anyone who downloads the mobile app on their phone can access the blueprints. Although the creators are targeting those with visual impairments right now, anyone can use it. They hope to continue to adapt the software in the future for other demographics, including people who use wheelchairs or speak other languages. Distance and bearing measurements can be customized to suit the user's needs. For example, the app can tell the user how many steps to take to the next door and whether they should orient themselves left or right. Using SRP's LiDAR technology, which uses light detection and ranging, the company builds 3D models of spaces that are accurate up to 3 millimeters. The end product is a streamlined app that makes navigating indoor spaces much easier. AccessiBuild is free to use. Buildings will pay an initial fee to have their layouts mapped. The company has been working with various organizations and local users to test the platform. Brian Babalt, committee chair of the Municipal Accessibility Advisory Committee in North Bay, has been acting as the company's main tester, providing valuable feedback and guidance throughout the development process. CNIB Sudbury's program lead for accessible technology, Victoria Francis, has also been on board. "I can't imagine the difficulties they have as a sighted person," said Godfrey. "We've had to make adjustments, but the feedback has been very positive and encouraging." The company has also opened up testing to tech trainers in the Canadian Council of the Blind. The software was launched on January 10, 2020 at 176 Lakeshore Co-working offices, which happens to be the first AccessiBuild-enabled building on the platform. The commercial space is very inclusive and community-oriented, so Godfrey figured it was a great place to develop this kind of software. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If you travel a lot, you might be interested in this little article from our friends at Cool Blind Tech. smart suitcase could help blind and visually impaired travelers. A group of Japanese companies is developing a suitcase-shaped robot that uses AI to help blind and visually impaired people travel independently. The small navigation robot will scan a user's location and map data to identify the best route to their destination. It will then guide them there through voice and haptic technology that transmits vibrations through the suitcase's handle. While they travel, the suitcase will analyze data from video cameras and distance sensors to identify and avoid any obstacles that emerge in their path, and assesses whether the behavior of people nearby requires the user to take actions, such as joining lines. It will also include an interactive conversational feature that can notify users if a friend is approaching or if there are stores nearby where they may want to shop. Kaiko Asakawa, an IBM Japan fellow who has vision problems, came up with the idea when she was pushing a suitcase during a business trip, according to a Japanese national newspaper. She realized that adding sensors to the device could help visually impaired people to walk around more safely. It's impossible for visually impaired individuals to walk around town alone freely and safely, Asakawa said. I want to make that possible. The project will bring together different expertise from a range of companies. IBM Japan will be responsible for the AI. Alpine will provide haptic technology. Omron, the image recognition and sensors. Shimizu, the navigation system. And Mitsubishi, the automotive technologies. They established a consortium to improve accessibility and quality of life for the visually impaired, whose numbers are rising due to age-related declining vision and eye diseases. A study published in the Lancet Global Health Medical Journal predicted that the number of blind people in the world will triple to 115 million by the year 2050. The consortium believes that the AI suitcase will help them to be more independent. The group will first conduct pilot experiments to identify the requirements for the prototype device, which will then be open to the public in June of this year at a commercial complex in Tokyo. After the pilot, they plan to roll out the suitcase in airports, commercial complexes, and other indoor facilities before refining the technology for outdoor use. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. I recently discovered an app called Envision AI, and I thought since I've been playing with it for the last couple of months, I'd give you a little bit of a review on it. Envision AI is an app for both smartphones and tablets to help people who are blind or have low vision be more independent. It uses your device's camera to see and then describe what's around you. Envision can also read text from printed documents, PDF files, along with screens and displays. It even works to read handwritten notes and product labels. Here's an excerpt taken from their website. Envision's mission is to become a one-stop app for all visual recognition needs. Envision provides a range of functions. It can describe scenes around you, detect colors in the most descriptive way, and also scan barcodes and QR codes from products. It's truly a Swiss knife with new features being added all the time. You can use Envision as a literal scanner to look for people and things around you. If you need to find the cup you left on the kitchen counter or a trash bin in a room, simply scan around with your phone and Envision will find what you're looking for. This also works when you're looking for people in general or want to find a specific friend or colleague in a new place. You can teach Envision the faces of your friends and family, and it will allow you to scan and find them. Let's take the Envision AI app for a spin. The first thing you'll need to do is to download the app from either Google Play or the Apple App Store and install it on your phone or tablet. Once installed, open the app. Opening the app for the first time will bring you to a settings screen where the app will ask you some questions so you can get started on the free trial. This screen will only appear the first time you launch the app. After this initial page, you will then be taken to the Envision's default screen. The initial launch screen contains three tabs across the top: Text, Describe, and Help. Text is the default screen, While Envision is running, you will see what the camera sees behind the three buttons located across the bottom of the screen. From left to right, the buttons are Instant, Document, and More. The Instant button is used when reading something like a display, a sign, a menu, or other printed document. Simply aim the camera at what you want the app to read and tap the Instant button. Let's give it a try. First up, I'm actually going to take the camera and aim it at my computer display, which is currently on the WRAL website. Let's see what happens.
RAL Luck Hour. New York U.S. stocks fell sharply in early trade in 8 Monday, tallowing abroad. Sell-off in overseas markets, as a surge in iris cases and awareness some spread. The disease outside the epicenter in China sent investors running for safety. AA. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slumped 840 points, or 2.9%, to 28,146 and gave up all on its gains for the year. One S&P 500 index skidded 2.7% and gave up most on its gains for 2020. The NASDAQ fell 3.2%.
The middle button is the Document button. This allows you to read entire pages of text at once using OCR, or Optical Character Recognition. Envision will assist you in finding the edges of the document before it begins scanning and then reading. Let's see what happens when I take a picture of a piece of paper with some written text on it.
Not all edges are visible. All edges visible. Hold steady. The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call at 919-832-5138.
The third button is the More button. This option allows you to scan and read multiple pages at once, PDF documents, or an image that has text on it.
Processing. Be decisive. Right or wrong, make a decision. The road of life is paved with flat squirrels who couldn't make a decision.
Let's move over to the Camera tab. After tapping the Camera tab, the buttons across the bottom of the screen have changed. Your options left to right are Describe, Detect Colors, Scan Barcode, and Teach Envision. The Describe button allows you to take a picture of your surroundings and have Envision describe it to you. Let's give it a whirl and see what happens.
Looks like a desktop computer sitting on top of a desk.
The next option is Detect Colors. This option allows you to aim the camera at a surface or piece of clothing and have Envision tell you what color the object is. Next is the Barcode Reader. This option is extremely handy when shopping. Point the camera at the product barcode, tap the button, and Envision will do its thing.
Quest Protein Bar, Chocolate Sprinkled Donut, 12 bars.
The fourth and final option is Teach Envision. This function allows you to teach the app faces so it can recognize people. Unfortunately, at the time of this recording, I didn't have anybody nearby to teach Envision their face, so I cannot demonstrate that part of the app. Tapping the Help button will take you to a whole host of account and application settings. Here are just a few of the things you can check or adjust in the Help tab. You can get account details and subscription status, read tutorials, give feedback, or request that someone from Envision give you a call, set offline text recognition, automatic language detection, adjust text-to-speech and color recognition settings, turn dark mode on and off, and finally, turn the sound Envision plays while processing on or off. This section will also tell you what version of the app you are currently running and how to share your experiences with people you feel may benefit from using Envision. Envision AI is the winner of the Google Play Award 2019 for the Best Accessibility Experience and was nominated for the Apple Viz Hall of Fame in 2019. Envision AI is also currently working on a way to incorporate the app into smart glasses to make the experience even more seamless. While they haven't many details yet about the new Envision glasses, they do hope to have product and pricing out later this year. If you'd like to take Envision AI for a test drive, you can download it from both the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Envision AI is free to download, and you get a 14-day free trial. If you decide to purchase the app, Pricing is very reasonable with three options to choose from. Envision's month-to-month plan is $1.99 per month. If you would like to purchase an annual subscription, that cost is $20 per year. And finally, you can make a lifetime purchase for $100 that never expires. If you'd like to know more about the Envision AI app or the Envision smart glasses, you can visit their website at letsenvision.com. I wanted also to give a little bit of an update to the article since the time of the recording. I took a trip, and while at the airport, I played around with it a little bit more, reading flight status boards and menus at restaurants. And what I discovered is that it doesn't always read left to right. For example, with the flight status boards, it would go down a column and then go over to the next column and go down that column. It did not go across the rows. So once you kind of figured that out, you could kind of make out what the board was saying, but that part of the app was very difficult to get to work legibly. The other thing I played with was aiming the camera at menu boards for, you know, some of the restaurants around the airport, and for the most part, it did okay. I was able to figure out what some of my food options were. But in the end, I did have to ask for some help. I guess the general conclusion from all this is that technology is not going to be perfect every time. It's going to get a few things wrong every now and then, and that's just normal. So when you're using apps either like Envision AI or the OrCam glasses, keep in mind that it's not always going to get everything right all the time. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Earlier in this episode, we talked about an app that lets you read just about anything. Here's a story about another piece of technology that does much the same thing, only it's already in a pair of glasses and it's got a proven track record. OrCam announces new AI hearing device and handheld AI reader at the Consumer Electronics Show 2020. OrCam is expanding its product lineup with new devices that tackle new use cases. At CES, the company has announced the OrCam Hear. The device can be useful in loud rooms. It makes hearing aids smart by identifying and isolating a speaker's voice from among multiple speakers and then relaying the clear speech to users' Bluetooth hearing aids, thus countering the so-called cocktail party effect. The cocktail party effect is a problem being addressed by researchers. It refers to the difficulty in focusing on a single conversation in a noisy environment. Conventional hearing aids are not able to separate the speech users want to hear from the background clutter. The new wearable AI-based device is an add-on that integrates with existing hearing aids, OrCam said, with the aim of improving their performance. The device is worn on clothing and comes with a tiny camera that is wirelessly connected to the hearing aid or earphones. The device discerns who is speaking to the user and reads that person's lips, simultaneously separating the speaker's voice from other sources of noise and other speakers. It switches between speakers when focus shifts to another. The device is discreet, easy to wear, and lightweight, the company said. It operates offline without a Wi-Fi connection, ensuring data privacy. Power consumption is also low. The Consumer Technology Association, or CTA, on January 5th named OrCam Hear as a Best of Innovation for Accessibility at the CES 2020 Innovation Awards as part of the exhibition. We are truly honored that the CTA has distinguished OrCam Hear as one of the best innovations of CES 2020 in the accessibility category, said Professor Aman Shashua, OrCam Technologies co-founder and co-CEO, in a statement. With OrCam Hear, we pioneered the innovation as a versatile, effective solution for people who use hearing aids to seamlessly and exclusively hear the voice of their choosing in any type of environment, clearly and in real time. OrCam is also introducing the OrCam Read, a handheld AI reader. This time, you don't clip a camera to your glasses, You take the device in your hand and point it at the text. The company says it could be particularly useful for people who have reading difficulties due to dyslexia. OrCam's best-known device is the OrCam MyEye 2, a tiny device for people with visual impairments that you clip on your glasses to help you navigate the world around you. OrCam announced that the MyEye 2 is getting new features. In addition to being able to point at text and signs to read text aloud, recognize faces, and identify objects and money notes, you'll be able to let the device guide you. For instance, you can say, "What's in front of me?" And the device could tell you that there's a door. You can then ask to be guided to the door. The MyEye 2 is also getting better at natural language processing for interactive reading sessions. Earlier this year, the MyEye 2 was named among Time Magazine's Best Inventions for 2019. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Last month, we heard about a wireless retinal implant out of Italy, and now we've got a company out of the U.S. This article is entitled, UPMC is First to Implant Wireless Retinal Device in the U.S. UPMC has implanted the first patient in the United States with a new wireless retinal device as part of a clinical trial aimed at restoring partial sight to patients with advanced age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, a disease that leads to permanent blindness. Vision research has advanced dramatically in the recent past, and UPMC is at the forefront of this revolution. This is the first of many such breakthroughs led by UPMC and Pitt that will benefit patients with vision loss in our community and around the world, said Jose Alan Sahel, MD, director of the UPMC Eye Center, Ear and Eye Foundation Chair of Ophthalmology and Distinguished Professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, who initiated the trial at UPMC. "We are proud to be the first center in the United States to test this next-generation retinal implant that could help treat an incurable disease like AMD. The system, called PRIMA, is designed to restore sight in patients blinded by retinal degeneration. It consists of a 2x2 millimeter, 30 micron thick, miniaturized wireless photovoltaic chip placed under the damaged retina and works in tandem with augmented reality glasses that have a built-in miniaturized camera and infrared projector. The chip acts like a tiny artificial retina, made up of 378 tiny electrodes that convert infrared light from the glasses to electrical signals that are carried by the optic nerve to the brain. After receiving the implant, patients undergo an intensive rehabilitation program that trains their brains to understand and interpret the signals from the implant in combination with their natural remaining vision. Compared to earlier generation implants, PRIMA is wireless and has significantly more electrodes, which allows for the transmission of more visual information. UPMC and I'm honored to be part of it," said Joseph Myrtle, MD, the implanting surgeon at the UPMC Eye Center and the Pitt School of Medicine, and the principal investigator of the trial at UPMC. "I'm grateful to our patients who have volunteered to participate in this trial, without whom this would not be possible." AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people older than 50. Today, it affects approximately 14 million people in the United States, and the prevalence is expected to rise as the baby boomers age. As AMD progresses, the center of vision becomes increasingly blurry. Atrophic AMD, which accounts for a large proportion of advanced cases, has no curative treatment available. The UPMC feasibility trial is running in parallel with the first in-human trial in France, which involves five patients with advanced AMD, who now have been followed for more than a year. The 12-month results from the French study demonstrated the ability of most patients to identify sequences of letters, and there were no device-related adverse effects. "We are working with a great sense of urgency because the aging population of the United States, especially in the western Pennsylvania region we live in, will see a significant rise in the number of patients at risk for vision loss through diseases like age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, and vascular eye disease, as well as earlier onset genetic conditions such as retinitis pigmentosa, said Sahil. This is why our physicians and researchers at UPMC and Pitt, in collaboration with our U.S. and international colleagues, especially at the Paris Vision Institute at Stockholm University, are taking a multi-pronged effort to treat and rehabilitate patients with vision impairments. In March 2019, UPMC broke ground on the UPMC Vision and Rehabilitation Tower at UPMC Mercy, which, when completed, will provide advanced specialty clinical care and innovative programs for visually impaired patients. It also will be the home for the Vision Research Program at Pitt and UPMC. The Prima implant was invented by Daniel Palanker, Ph.D., and professor of ophthalmology at Stanford University, and licensed and developed by Pixium Vision, a nonprofit spinoff of the Paris Vision Institute. Sahil is co-founder of Pixium and holds shares in the company. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. In an effort to help combat bullying, Twitter will now ban dehumanizing remarks based on disability, age, and disease. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Twitter has updated its hate speech policies to cover tweets that make dehumanizing remarks, which are remarks that treat others as less than human on the basis of disability, age, or disease. The changes follow updates to the company's policies made last July that said Twitter would remove tweets that dehumanize religious groups. Prior to that, Twitter issued a broad ban in 2018 on dehumanizing speech to complement its existing hate speech policies that cover protected classes like race and gender. It has since been updating these dehumanization policies to take into account specific cases its original rule set failed to address based on user feedback. The company says reported tweets in violation of these new policies but posted before today will be removed but won't result in account suspensions. Twitter first rolled out these policies banning dehumanizing speech in September of 2018. At the time, Twitter asked for feedback and later said it received more than 8,000 responses across more than 30 countries in just 2 weeks' time. Much of the feedback revolved around the policies being too broad. So, Twitter has begun calling out specific types of speech against specific groups as against its rules, starting with religion and now age, disability, and disease. In a tweet, the company indicates that more groups will eventually be protected by this policy. Quote, "We continuously examine our rules to help make Twitter safer. Last year, we updated our hateful conduct policy to address dehumanizing speech, starting with one protected category, religious groups. Now, we're expanding to three more, age, disease, and disability." End quote. Run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.